At the center of this painting, a man approaches three women wearing colorful gowns and hats, one holding an open fan. To the left of the group, a woman wearing a black cloak glances back at the scene. The setting is Cremorne Gardens, a London amusement park that featured music, dancing, colored light shows, and fireworks. The site was also associated with prostitution. Some scholars have proposed that Whistler's image suggests a transaction between the women and a potential customer. The open fan signals a woman's availability. But the narrative, if there is any, is subtle and elusive. The artist, James McNeill Whistler, was interested in creating harmonious compositions, not in communicating stories. His brilliant, ghost-like shapes float across the canvas, implying figures, flickering lights, cafe tables, and a canopy of greenery. Using thin washes of paint, Whistler communicates the mystery of the park at night, the fleeting charm of an evening's gathering, and the anonymity of modern life. Whistler spent much of his life in Europe and was familiar with realism and impressionism in Paris, but he crafted his own distinctive style based on a devotion to overall harmony. As you can see here, he emphasizes flat decorative surfaces, subtle tonal harmonies, and elusive rather than literal subjects. At times, his works border on abstraction.